The federal Do Not Call list, designed to provide relief from telemarketing calls, was supposed to go into effect tomorrow. But whether it will seems less clear than ever. Two different federal judges have blocked the list on different grounds, and the federal government has stepped in to try to get around both rulings. Joining us, as she does regularly, to untangle legal issues is Slate and Day to Day's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. All right, well, let's start with the simpler case. A judge in Oklahoma ruled last week that Congress had not given the Federal Trade Commission the authority to enforce the Do Not Call list. So Congress worked very quickly to give the FTC that authority.
That's right. It was a simple jurisdictional problem, and it was fixed with a stroke of the pen, and George Bush has already signed that into law. The First Amendment issue is not going to be fixed with a stroke of a pen, though.
That was the second ruling from a federal judge in Denver. It's going to be harder to get around. And how is the First Amendment in here?
You need to understand that the law distinguishes between calls from businesses, which are blocked, and calls from charitable or political organizations, which are not blocked. Why? Because there's a real tension in First Amendment law. On the one hand, there's a strain of cases that say you can't discriminate for First Amendment purposes based on the content of the message. That is to say, you can't say anyone but communists can't call. But there's another strain of cases, an equally compelling strain, that says that commercial speech is just afforded less constitutional protection than political and charitable speech. These two sort of trains are rushing at each other. And the Denver judge, on the one hand, said, I'm going to honor that first strain of law that says you can't discriminate based on content, completely ignoring the second strain of law that says that business speech just gets less protection.
You know, I don't care about any of that, frankly. I care about my freedom to eat my dinner in peace.
Well, and you're right. At one level, there is a legal and constitutional right to privacy. But you also need to understand that when the state gets involved in administering that, it starts to look like blocking of speech. Any individual is entitled to put up a do not solicit sign on their door. But 2 years ago, the Supreme Court said that the state can't bar Jehovah's Witnesses from knocking on your door. And that's the difference in this case.
We talked about the Federal Trade Commission. There's also the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. The FCC says it's going to enforce the anti-call rule, even though these First Amendment questions remain in doubt. How can they do that?
Essentially, now that the courts have said that the FTC cannot administer the program, the FCC has said, okay, we will. Now, whether they have the jurisdiction to do that is one question, and whether the courts are simply going to allow them to carry the water for the FTC is another question. But yes, as of right now, it looks like the FCC is going to pick up the ball because the FTC is not allowed to and enact the list tomorrow.
So the list exists, and it's legal, and it's going to be enforced by someone.
Well, it's not at all clear that it's legal, but the funny part about this case is that one little judge in Denver can't make it illegal throughout the country. He can say it's illegal, but he doesn't have the authority to enjoin it. And the new development in this case is that both the Tenth Circuit and now the Supreme Court, through Justice Stephen Breyer, have said it may or may not be illegal in Denver, but we're simply not going to enjoin it throughout the country. So we have a weird paradox where it's probably unconstitutional, but if no court of appeals is willing to enforce it, the FCC is just going to play ball tomorrow.
Day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure.